Yeah, this is Boogalafoot from Tarzana, and I wanted to let you know that I saw Romancing the Stone, which I would recommend that no one go see it because it's not worth the money. And I'd like to make another comment too, Paul, about the music that gets played over telephone lines. It's not even really worth it because the fidelity is so bad that you can't understand what's happening. So take that to heart. Good day.
For another week of film listed fun, you're on 761-3330.
I'm just an average man. I live an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Back on the movie line for the week of May 13th, Mother's Day, through May 17th, 1984. Want to thank you all for calling. Sorry to say that we haven't been up for last week. However, the movie line had to go into a few changes, and now that we've changed, we feel much, much better. And I just want to tell you that we've got a great show for you. Lots and lots of comments. Want to thank you all for calling the Dual Face Memorial last week. And boy, don't you just love this song? Mr. Foot, who says that music can't sound this good over the phone?
When I don't know anymore, are the neighbors watching me? Where is the mailman watching me? And I don't feel safe anymore. Oh, what a mess! I wonder who's watching me now. Who? The IRS? And I have no privacy.
Charlie McGee is a happy little 8-year-old girl, normal in every way but one. She has the power to set things on fire with just a glance.
Do something bad, but you still love me.
It's a power she doesn't want and can't control. But there are those who will do everything in their power to find her, control her, or destroy her.
Suppose we have a child here who has the power to crack the very planet in two like a china plate in a shooting gallery.
Charlie McGee is Stephen King's fire starter. Will she have the power to survive?
They're coming!
Universal Pictures presents David Keith, Drew Barrymore, and George C. Scott in Firestarter. Screenplay by Stanley Mann, directed by Mark L. Lester. Stephen King's Firestarter. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Now at select theaters, check newspapers for locations and showtimes.
Several weeks ago I saw Sahara, you know, with Brooke Shields, and it's the sort of thing you can tolerate only if you read a lot of comic books, because it was just, oh god, I mean, not even good comic books. I mean, if you like all comic books, then it's fine. It was really goofy, though. I mean, oh god, the acting was terrible. But if it was good, it wouldn't have helped the movie. I mean, even if the acting was perfect, which it was here and there, sure, I mean, not, you know, you never have a movie where simply, well, okay, it was just crap, okay? It was crap. I hope that's what you wanted to hear. I also saw, oh god, the most horrible, liberal treatment of a book I've ever seen. Slapstick of another kind. God, it was awful. I mean, I hope the vast majority of the people who see it haven't read the book, because, I mean, the book's slapstick on which it's based, because they totally mangle it completely. I mean, it's painful to watch what they do to it. I mean, the main character, he, like, I don't know, in the book, he gets a chance to grow old, you know, and I don't know, in the book, he's old enough, so he's, like, on the verge of death, you know? In the movie, he never even gets a chance to become president, which is one of the things he does. It's just totally, I mean, Jerry Lewis is just a curse to the world in general, because he did something that was based on a play, I think, Gore Vidal wrote, called A Visitor to a Small Planet, I think it was, and I never actually saw it, and I'm glad I didn't, because from what I heard, he mangled that, too. Anyway, I just think he ought to either become Pope or something, or he should, you know, I don't know, he just shouldn't go on being a comedian, or if he should do stand-up or something, but for God's sake, don't mangle anyone's work. Well, sorry. That's how I feel. Now get out of here. Bye.
That's my fault. What am I laughing? It's all my fault. Everything I come in contact with is wrong. Maybe it would be best for the whole world if I just went away and I just became a hermit. A hermit.
Hi, guys. This is Dave K. Glendale calling from, you guessed it, Glendale. Yeah, I just saw they're playing with fire over at Eagle Rock Plaza. And for anyone who has seen or knows anything about Private Lessons, the only thing this movie has in common is the main character. The only fact that, you know, the fact that he's in both movies, that's it. I won't say what it is because I don't want to spoil it for anyone since it just opened, but it's a nice twist from what you would think it is going by the ad. Sybil Danning was very good in it, I thought, in more ways than one. And the main title music to it, the song for it, I kind of liked. All in all, I'll give it about an 8. Well, that's just about it. And I'll be around somewhere. I don't really know where. But I'll be seeing somebody somewhere, somehow. This has been David K. Glendale. I'll be seeing you.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line callers. The Galactic Hitchhiker. I know where my towel is. How about you? Anyway, I saw two movies this week. The first one being Greystoke, which is an excellent movie. Christopher Lambert is excellent in the entire role. And the makeup effects by Rick Baker are excellent. I give that one a 10. And Android, which is interesting because it's a different kind of science fiction. Not the usual Star Wars type stuff with mindless action and so forth. But this is an intelligently written, well done screenplay, and Don Opper, aka Maxwell 4, is excellent. And Klaus Kinski is his usual creepy self. Anyway, that one rates 9. Anyway, I gotta get going now, so I'll catch you later. Goodbye for now.
Well, hello, Movie Line callers, Paul and everybody. This is John from La Habra. With a little quick movie review here. This is about the movie Police Academy, which I found to be rather interesting. If you like the Animal House type humor, then it's the movie to go see. The humor in it is very well done. It's not cheap humor. I got a good kick out of it. The plot was okay. It had continuity to it. And if you want a good laugh, go see Police Academy. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it about an 8. Anyway, this has been John from La Habra. I know it's been a while. Oh, yeah, from take 2. I know it's take 3. I know it's been a while, Paul, but hey, what the hell? I mean, when you're as busy as I am, well, never mind. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, Paul and Movie Line Callers. This is Tony calling from Paul Mac Productions, and I just wanted to tell you that I saw Police Academy. I want to tell you it was simply wonderful, that's for sure. It was all right. It was a good film. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it probably, I'd say, about an 8.5. It's a little late for this review, but I still thought it was an excellent film. It was sort of like a slapstick with a little bit of a plot. I don't know. It was still had a lot of funny scenes in it. I know you're into comedy, so you probably like it if you haven't seen it yet. Anyway, why don't you give them your rating on Police Academy, Paul? Anyway, until the next film, catch you later.
Well, thanks, Tony. I think I will give my rating on Police Academy now. On the Movie Line scale from A to Z, we'll have to give Police Academy an M for having its moments. That's right. In my personal opinion, I didn't think Police Academy was all what it was cracked up to be. No, yeah, well, actually, you know, Police Academy was overall entertaining, had its funny parts, had its good moments, nice moments, but however, overall as a film, I just don't think it held up very well. And there was just something that bothered me about that film. It didn't work as far as the humor in that. I think it could have been a lot funnier, so I guess that lies either in the script or the directing. It probably had a little bit to do with both, but go check it out and see for yourself.
Yeah, Paul, this is Dave, Iron Maiden. I listened to your tribute to the one and only Dual Face, and it's pretty sad and interesting tape, and I wouldn't mind another Pop of Demand back when they come back. I just want to say I didn't know Dual Face that well, but he sounded like a pretty nice guy and a pretty cool guy, and I guess I will miss him along with a lot of other people. And I don't know, I'm out of the hospital now, and everything's going good for me, and that's about it. And hope to hear that tape again soon. And at the end of the, you know, when everybody left the comments and everything, I don't know what to say. I was crying though. I mean, I wish I met Dual Face. I mean, I saw him before, but we didn't really meet that really good. But he was a pretty nice guy and a pretty cool guy. And I will miss him. And I'm sure a lot of other people will. This has been Dave, Iron Maiden, signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, Paul, gee, I was expecting to hear the damn Dual Face tape, but since there's input, I just want to say that you did one heck of a good job on the damn Dual Face Memorial tape, and really enjoyed it. Lance Van Nuys, Cabal.
This is Rick the Trip, or better known as Rick Burbank to some. That recording, the dedication or the memorial that was done as a remembrance of Dan Dual Face, Dan Ross, was fantastic. And it's a reminder to me, and it's a reminder to everyone, I would think, to make the best of every day that you can. Tell everyone what you feel. Reinforce what you feel by telling each other what you feel. Make the best of each day while you can. Thank you very much. Have a good life and have a good day.
Well, thank you, Rick, and everyone who enjoyed the Dual Face Memorial Show. I hope that it was something special for the friends of Dan Ross, and for those of you who didn't know Dan Ross, I hope it was something of entertainment value to you. And I want to thank Brian Feedback over there at the network for running the show, and also to Mr. Bob Observatory in Canoga Park for also participating in putting on this special tape. And I hope to bring it again to you if I'm still up, or at least some of the lines are still up next year. in April, late April. So in case you missed it, well, you can always catch it next year. Just a reminder, I'm going to be at Farrell's in Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard. This is May 21st in honor of Dan, and it's just going to be really a small gathering. It's not going to be a big hoop-de-la party or whatever. It's just going to be a small deal, and if you'd like to go, we'll just be there. It's Monday night. I'll be there around 8 p.m. at Farrell's in Van Nuys on Van Nuys Boulevard, and remember, that's Monday, May 21st, 8 p.m. Be there.
Hi, this is Danny. I saw the film today, Greystoke, and it was pretty good. It has gotten bad reviews, but it was interesting. It has a whole aspect about Tarzan that no other movie before ever had, and that's about all for my comment. Bye.
Yeah, I have a film review. This is Max from Studio City. And, well, I was in my bathtub, and I guess I didn't clean it out for a few days, and there was this yellowish film that developed all around the bathtub, especially a ring around the whole top where the water line is. And it was very yellowish, and it sort of detracted from the white porcelain color of the bathtub. And as far as a review of it, well, the color really wasn't very nice, but, you know, it didn't taste half bad. I was very surprised. It's an unusual flavor. It's probably what you would call an acquired taste. But it has sort of a cheesy type consistency and sort of a bitter, tart, rancid flavor. Quite unusual. I suggest you take a bath a couple of times, clean out your tub, and try it for yourself. Thank you. This has been Max.
Universal Pictures proudly presents the new film from the man who brought us Mr. Mom and National Lampoon's Vacation. It's 16 Candles, a cause for celebration for everyone, except Samantha Baker.
This is the single worst day of my entire life.
Today is her older sister's wedding.
I think you're jealous that I'm getting married.
The school geek is putting the make on her.
I've never bagged a babe. Can I borrow your underpants for 10 minutes?
And the guy she loves doesn't know she's alive. Or does he?
She's obviously too young to party serious.
It's not a good day for Samantha.
Last night at the dance, my little brother paid a buck to see her underwear.
Today she turns sweet 16.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
16 Candles. Sweet 16 was never like this.
It is physically impossible for me to get happy.
But Samantha may still get one wish.
Jake Ryan.
Hi.
16 Candles. It's the time of your life that may last a lifetime. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. 16 Candles is now playing at select theaters. Check newspaper for showtimes.
Yes, this is Dragon from Wisconsin. I find Movie Line is more for laymen in movies. I find listening to your comments, I can judge on what the people think about the movie, which I think is really great and informative. I think the Movie Line should be updated more often, though. But another thought, this is a great line. It's better than most lines I've been calling. Thank you. This has been Dragon from Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for calling. And, you know, you hit upon a few interesting points, because it's very true that originally when I put up this line, it was meant to be brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California. And it does give you the moviegoers' point of view, as opposed to the villainous film critic who gets out there and says, this is so awful, and this is this, and that is, where was it, and why was that? Yeah. And anyway, but I think it is interesting as far as bringing you the opinions of the public. And because the people that listen to this line generally are the people that go see the movies, the public going audience, and listening audience participates and goes, sees the movies and tells us what they think. And I think that's terrific. And another thing, we do change our tapes. We put a new tape on Sundays. The tapes run Sunday through Thursdays. I turn them off Thursday evenings because the movie programs change on Friday, and Friday and Saturday is the two biggest days for going to see movies, so that's why I take input on those 2 days. So that's why the schedule is the way it is, because Sunday through Thursday is just ideal for listening to program. Friday and Saturday, people see movies, we take input, make the tape, and this is what you hear.
This is Captain Quaalude. I would like to
leave a comment with my friend here,
Captain Naked.
We were watching the film Gay Boys in Bondage with Catholic High School Girls in Trouble, the double feature down at the Venus.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Interesting is not the word. It was thrilling. Let me tell you, when Angus Greeley, the young man who was tied up to the wall, started to go after that tiny little Catholic girl, I thought I'd die.
Well, I enjoyed it when Horton came in with his 12-inch, and, well, that was incredible. But I could not believe that she could, you know, could take that.
Well, now, we mustn't get obscene there, Captain Naked.
I'm sorry, Captain Quayle, but it just really flew me for a loop, you know. I've been thinking about that quite a bit lately, you know. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, basically what we wanted to say was go down to Hollywood, check out Gay Boys in Bondage with Catholic high school girls.
In trouble.
And, you know, you'll really enjoy yourself. Don't mind that it costs $5 each to get in. You know, I mean, you go to Hollywood, you see one of the top-run movies, it costs you $5 anyway, right? So what the hell?
That's very true. And I'd like to say that if you are going to go into these places, wear very high combat boots and bring axle grease, because it really makes things much more pleasant. Thank you. This is Captain Quaalude and Captain Naked saying goodbye.
Well, who says we can't have a little bit of humor here at the Movie Line, or were those guys serious? I don't know. Anyway, well, yeah. Elevator music. I love it. And now, a commercial.
Robin Williams is Vladimir Ivanov, a guy who's about to discover that America is sometimes a strange place, even for Americans, let alone for a Russian defector.
This man cannot defect.
Hey, this is New York City. A man can do whatever he wants.
He has a black roommate.
I understand how the brother feels. I'm a refugee myself from Alabama.
A Cuban lawyer.
You don't have to thank me. You have to pay me.
And an Italian girlfriend.
I'm not ready for marriage yet, but I would love to live with an immigrant.
Wants to be more American.
One order McFries, two chocolate McShakes. Come back McSoon.
But he's about to discover that in the land of the free and the home of the brave,
everybody I meet from somewhere else,
you've got to be brave to be free.
When you speak English, does your mouth hurt?
Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
That's a wrap for another week of Film Listed Fun. Want to thank all my friends out there for calling, and also like to apologize for not getting the opportunity to play all of your comments. However, as you will recall, 2 weeks ago we had a tape on, and then after that ended, well, we started taking input, and we've been doing it ever since. But, no, I hope to come back to you on a weekly basis here, and, well, just have a little more faith in us, and I promise that I'll try better. But, hey, you know, I can't help it if things come up. It's just my life. It just gets in the way of these tapes. I don't understand why, but it happens. So we'll find out. Things to look forward to would be the Star Trek, the continuing saga of Star Trek the Recording, coming up next week and on future tapes. Also, don't miss the grand opening of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, coming out May 23rd and nationally on May 25th. That's Friday of 1984. That's right, the sequel of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You won't want to miss it. And in 2 weeks, we'll have a special tape covering that special premiere over there, interviewing all the weirdos in Hollywood, just like we did with Return of the Jedi oh so many months ago. So thanks for calling. Other numbers to call would be Brian W. Feedback's new West Valley number in West Valley Town, wherever that is. And the number is 983-0000. That's 983-0000. Also, don't forget to call my friend Bob over there in Obland at 702-0429. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily.
I'm sure. Get a real job.
This broadcast will repeat momentarily.